join me in thanking Megan Solomon for being here this evening?
Thank you, it was very kind. I love being here.
Thank you, Jesse.
Let's continue with the Menzies piece.
What?
The Menzies piece. The piece we were doing before break, the Menzies piece. Please turn to measure 150, page 33, if that's helpful. You're numbering your measures as you go, right?
Yes.
Speaking, please, together. Speaking, 3, 4. Actually, let's try everybody together, please. 150. Pencils at the ready. 3, 4. Okay. Sopranos and altos. 150. It would be good to sing calm when with a when in there. That'll help with the words. And. Stop a sec, guys. The sun is. Everybody say that.
The sun is.
Good. The sun. Make sure it's not the sun, but the sun. Same thing, ladies, sopranos, altos, and. Altos, his golden. Note that you're going from drops, A natural, to D flat on. Okay? His golden drops, altos, and. So may I suggest, if you're having a trouble finding the A as we are practicing this, leave it out for the moment, then you're just going from D flat to D flat. Okay? Sopranos, join us, please. His and. Make the words come across. Come in the night. Would you all speak that? And.
Come in the night.
Night is, of course, a diphthong. Diphthong, not diphthong, by the way. It's PH, just like phone. Diphthong. And we need to put a T right on the rest, but we can't go night. It has to be night, night, the night. Don't chew on the diphthong. Come in the night. Speaking one more time, everybody. And.
Come.
Good.
In the night.
Good.
Come in the day.
Yeah, good. Good. Backing up to 150, tenors and basses, please. I saw a hand up, but I didn't catch it quickly enough. Did you have a question?
I'll ask it.
Okay. 150 tenors only. And.
Come when the sun is golden,
marched across
the April
after drops, because we're going to get all over the place. All right, altos, join us, please. Come. And. You jump down to the A natural against the G flat of the tenors. Here's gold, and let's do that again and stop on drops, please. And. Get ready, stop. Next. There you go. Good. Oh yeah, you're stopped. Okay. Who have we forgotten? Sopranos. Your turn, sorry. We did, you guys. Basses. Thank you. Drops and then stop on. And. Yeah. Am I going too fast? You have a patron there? How very convenient. So this is what you need to do, guys. Extend your staff lines with your pencil and write in that next note. And also write over it. Turn page now. Don't wait. Seriously, don't wait till the end of the page, right, to turn. One more time, please, just the basses, stopping on, and. There we go, tenors and basses, everybody, 150. Sit tall, please. Singers. Very good work. Backing up some more to measure 1, 4, 6. Altos, I don't know about your score, but my score, your quena is written sort of way too far over. It's really on the fourth beat, even though it looks like it's on the second. You didn't get thrown off by it before, but just pointing it out. Here we go. Everybody, 1, 4, 6. And.
Oh.
back up to the beginning. 1, 3, question.
Okay. All right. So at 157, we have a quarter note ninth, an eighth note fourth, and then a come in the day is all below a half note.
Thank you. I am assuming it should be the same rhythm as the sopranos and altos have.
And just some
come in the day. It's kind of odd. I had no answer. I'm sorry, I should have mentioned that earlier. I would say this is something to check in with.
So for now, we'll add in the eighth notes on the same notes.
That's what I would do, yeah. Or you can also even think of it as chanting. Come in the day. Thank you. Is that what y'all's is all your questions were? Yeah, bass is obviously applies to you as well. Are you with me? Are we all together there? I'm seeing blank faces, that worries me. Yes, you're good. You're good. Okay. Good. Back to the top. Mezzo piano. Invitation to Love. 138 letter J. 138 letter J. Dense and low, it's a little hard to hear. So right there at 138, tenors, and let's do tenors and altos, because you're the ones with the most crunchiness. 1, 2. Feeling insecure about stuff because it's a little hard for me to tell with this many people. Okay, basses and sopranos. Basses and sopranos. Clean, cut off basses. Yeah. Let's keep counting. I'm beating up time. Since you don't have very much to do, you can look up and just make sure I've fallen over or something. Here we go. Good. They have this 100%, 80%, 60%. Are you feeling brave enough to say under 60%? I know that's a hard thing to ask. Okay, good, you've done very nice work. Just keep pushing that save button though. All right, from the top, straight through, no stopping. Oh. guys? The first one's fortissimo, the second one's mezzo piano. They sounded kind of the same. Could you write something or circle something so that we have a real dynamic difference? Otherwise, it's very good. Sorry to stop you. 164. Is going to be. Good. Are we good? Can we go back to Verdi?
Yes.
Good. We're back in the Kyrie measure. Ah, here it is. Sorry? Kyrie measure 94. Pianissimo, and then the next part's fortissimo. So the moment you start singing, it's got to have a big crescendo. Sit nice and tall. Don't put pressure on your voice. Use your diaphragms. Same thing. And.
Thank you.
right now, would you write into your music, memorize? Look up. It's going to be critical. Good job. All right. Good job. Let's work backwards on this. 1, 2, 3. Measure 1, 2, 3. These say pretty English. This is our theme, right? So. I'm guessing there are a whole bunch of you. Put a D in there. Kyrie. No one will hear that, but if you go Kyrie, everyone will hear it. Never, never, never do an American R. KD is perfectly acceptable. Everybody sing Kyrie with a D.
Kyrie.
Can you tell that it's not an R? You cannot. But if now everyone say with American R. That's really attractive, isn't it? Okay. So here we go. 1, 2, 3 a cappella. And. The downbeat of 1, 2, 9. Everybody except for the basses, eighth, eighth res. Could you mark that in, please? Yes. Did I say the word? Yeah, 129 downbeat. Soprano, alto, tenor. Sonne e. Would you say it? Good. I would love it if we could make the consonants shorter, guys. Let's do it all quasi staccato. Sit tall. Sorry? Same spot, yeah. 1, 2, 3. A cappella. 3, 4. Yeah, quasi staccato. Quasi staccato. I want you to hear how it lines up. And. It's behind tenors. Yeah, so you hear how we were sort of late coming in? Same thing again. Good job. That's a great start out. And. Da, 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 da. Late tenors. Guys, you have to be in charge of the rhythm. I'm tapping here, you're still not doing it together. All right? Be in charge of the rhythm. Tap those 8 notes on your leg. I'm not going to let you rely on the piano. 3, go. Tap, everybody. Tap. What else happened?
It sped up.
It sped up, that's right. Otherwise, absolute perfection. Okay, turn the page, I'm turning the page. Your last phrase, Krise. We need to get kri so that the kr happens before the beat. Would you just speak that with me?
Kri.
Uh-huh. Can you do it quietly now?
Kri.
Good. Can we sing it? F major, yeah. Sopranos, you don't do kr, you do he. I'm serious about that, okay? But you gotta be there on time. You gotta be there on time. Now, remember what we did in the warm up? We don't want so it's inside your body, nice strong ribs. Sit tall, guys. I see some sloppiness. Yeah, guys, it's a quarter note on that second bar. Be off by the second beat. Sopranos, some of you have large voices. You need to figure out how to sing softly. And if you cannot sing softly on that note, that would be a great place to hum. All right? Can you be on the beat there, sopranos? We're going gudum and coming in late. Put an H there. Singing.
You are.
You're in charge of stopping singing when it's time. It's really tempting. I know you want to hold that gorgeous note till the end, but you may not. You not need to stop where Verdi tells you to stop. Okay? So you're going to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in your head, and then you're going to stop. We don't know what the tempo is going to be, which is why you're going to be looking at the conductor and not at your music. The notes will not go away if you don't look at them. All right? Good. Back up, please. Two. In measure 119, are there assignments about who's singing these little things?
Not yet.
Not yet. Why don't we all sing them? One, two, three. Sopranos and altos. Elefisonne.
Say it.
One.
Elefisonne.
With a ne on two. Good. Sing it. One, two. Second, sopranos only, and.
Can
you be on top of it? And. Altos join us? But you hear the color the sopranos are getting. Can you get that too? So, Linda. Oh, okay. Right there? One time. Good. Match that tenor bass. Right there. Altos. I'm going to suggest, this is subject to not happening, I'm going to suggest tenors that you cue the altos there. First tenors only, and also second sopranos. Can we try that? You know what I mean by cue there? Just sing very lightly, sort of basically supporting the altos. It's kind of low for altos. Here we go. First tenors, second sopranos. You can do it in such a way that nobody can tell that you're really singing, but you're giving this wonderful color. Could you guys hear, could those of you who weren't singing, could you hear how wonderful that color was? Yeah, okay. That's one of our little secrets. We may do, I mean, not I, but whomever conductor you're working with may have other stuff happening for the tenors and basses in the next measure, for the altos in the next measure, but let's start with that now. Okay, back up please to 115. Tenors, you have this wonderful Elehison. Would you just say that?
Elehison.
Yeah, just speak it. Elehison from here.
Elehison.
Now say. Say but sort of cover, sort of sprinkle some words on top of it.
Elehison.
That's the way you need to sing that. Can we have that E again?
Elehison.
And. Yeah, don't make it from your neck, not but it's a large dog bark. Try it. There you go. Okay, starting at 115, everybody. And Stand, please. Everybody, please, 94. You do not want to do a solo. Okay, let's take a look at the tuba nirum. Yes, ma'am.
About 112.
Have seats for a second.
You don't actually, the 112, 113, 114, that's for all solos, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it marked that way? Is it not? I was just trying to, I'm just trying to get you to know what you're going to hear. Okay, tuba nirum 117. 117. Hang on a second. How are you all feeling vocally? Who's vocally tired? Throat. Fabulous. Not too many of you. How many of you are nice and tired around here? I want you all to be raising your hands. How many of you are tired up in your brains? Okay, we've only got 17 minutes to go, so full power here. Tenors and basses, right? At least that's what I would suggest. You cannot have too many people singing this. If you can do it down the octave, do it too. Guys, look down, look up. Let's take that again. Told about how to do this, but I was talking about barking, and I still think that's the way to do this. Oh my word! Well, then start barking, ladies and gentlemen. It's not singing, it's got to be barking, I promise you. Don't worry about getting all the little notes, we'll just have to talk about something. Okay, one more time, 17. You guys need to stand. You all need to stand. If you are a person, by the way, who cannot stand in rehearsal, you have to put yourself in the front row. Here we go. Incredibly fast. It's a lot easier to tongue than to go like this, all right? You need to stay with me. He will be following me, you will be following me, and we'll be together. But what we've had just now is some of you are following him, and some of you are following me, and so we're not all together. Let's take that one more time. Never sing so loud that you cannot control your rhythm, all right? Let's just take that one more time. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if we simply did this a cappella, see where we are. See what the issues are? Say it again. Now, bark it. Truly bark it. See how effective that is? Sprinkle a couple of consonants in there and we're good. Same thing. Ready? Go. My speed. Some of you are hanging over a little bit extra. Otherwise, that was very good. Let's go on, please. 128. Right, how about the downbeat? Yeah. Ready? Would y'all practice doing that sort of, it's like a T with a breath line. That's how it has to be. I'm going to do a weird thing. I'm going to suggest the tenor sing with the basses there, if I have not done that already, and that the rest of you do a little extra T just for them, just for fun. Okay? No, you only get to do the T. Here we go. One, two. Skip ahead, please, to 191. Actually, I'm sorry. Can we back up three bars so you get used to what's going to come up? This is going to be 188. It's marked sotto voce, which means what? Underneath the voice. Can you all pull it? Normally we want our sound to be out front, right? But in a case like this, we want to pull it back. Keep your mouth shut. Can you hear how much more effective that is than? It doesn't sound like Day of Wrath. It sounds like, oh, kindergarten. Right. So everybody, close your mouth and say, say it, and. So marvelous. Now just to add a little, sprinkle a little pitch in there. One. Take a moment right now. Write something in your music so when you get there next time you remember this. That was gorgeous, you guys. That's so effective. You're giving me goosebumps. That's always a good sign. Sing it. Yeah, it's got to be really rhythmic though. Do it tapping the 16th on your body. Can it be? Instead, don't poke on the S. One. Yes. Do you see how effective that is? Hold it out to the end and then chop it off. Try it. One. We need to skip to 227. 227. Okay. So let's just do parts there, that'd be great. and don't breathe. Again, that's just my suggestion. What your conductors say is, of course, what goes. Okay, sopranos, in 2-5-4, that C sharp is a little surprising. You need to circle that, and then everybody needs to be coming in cleanly on 2-5-6. Let's do that one more time. Can we go a little faster now? This is 2-4-7. 1-2. Solve that. What would we all do? Oh my heavens. Let's take a run and go with this part, okay? I think 2-3-8. No, I'm looking at my list and see, did we get to everything? Okay. I think we can just do it. Tuba, measure 117. Let's just do this whole section. Before you do that, this is an old Robert Fountain trick. Make a fist. Gently blow through there. Feel the response of the diaphragm. Blowing hard is not the objective. It's getting that connection going. Okay, here we go. One last blast. Singers, I've had so much fun with you tonight. Thank you for being patient with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have one shot at this. Thank you. Yeah. The reason I want to practice is it's really hard. You sit out for whatever, 20 measures, you hear this amazing mezzo, and then you sort of go, you need to practice getting in the right mindset. 191. Let's skip. Sorry. 2, 3, 4. 212. 212. Better colors. Yeah. Skip. 229. Here we are. 229. Come on with me. 1. From the diaphragm, not from the neck. I promise you, that is the way to go. You will not outsing all those trumpets. I promise you. Thank you.